thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Psalm 27, verse 14, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart and wait for the Lord." God gave his people an interesting command. Three times a year, all your men are to appear before the Sovereign Lord, the God of Israel. "I will drive out nations before you and enlarge your territory, and no one will covet your land when you go up three times each year to appear before the Lord." That's Exodus 34. Imagine that. Three times a year, they were to stop working and spend time with the Lord worshiping him, seeking his guidance, and getting direction for the future. Can you imagine what would happen if you did that? Note the words, "I will enlarge your territory." Instead of losing, you'll gain. And instead of going backward, you'll go forward. Note also the words, "I will drive out the nations before you." While you worship God and wait on him, he will fight your battles. And the difference between you and God is that you risk losing, but he's never lost a battle. Note also the words, "No one will covet your land." You don't have to worry about the competition getting ahead of you. God used his three times a year pilgrimage to teach his people this principle. If you wait on me in worship, I will work on your behalf. His word says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So here are your choices. Keep stressing out, or draw the strength and strategy you need from God by spending time with him. From Vision's Word for the Day, you're in God's waiting room, part two.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.